Tomorrow is National Doctors Day. Did you know that was actually created back in the 1930s to honor the men and women who are filling our physician positions in our hospitals and even in our doctor's offices. But in recent years, here and across the country, we continue to see physician shortages. In fact, according to national data, primary care shortages are one of the major drivers behind this problem. And if you ask some of the major entities in the health world, the National Center for Health Workforce Analysis, they're projecting that the U.S. will face a shortage of over 68,000 primary care physicians by the year 2036. We're not too far away from that. So let's talk about what's been going on and how Connecticut specifically has been trying to address this. And we have back on the show with us Hartford HealthCare's Dr. Dan Gottschall, who is also the Vice President of Medical Affairs for the Fairfield region. Dr. Gottschall, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And happy Doctor's Day tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I mean, at Hartford HealthCare, it's an honor for us to be able to meet the needs of the community, and we're happy to be here, and I'm happy to talk about what's going on in healthcare, what's going on in Hartford HealthCare, and what some of the things that we're doing to make sure that the patients have the care that they need.
So let's really, again, localize this. I'm glad that you said that, because obviously when you look at some of the statistics and the data, it's pretty daunting when you look at what's going on across the country. What about here in Connecticut? In recent years, where are we seeing shortages, and how has Connecticut been addressing that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you framed it perfectly. I mean, just to give you an example, in the state of Connecticut, one-third of all of our doctors are over 55. So we have an aging population of patients. We have an aging population of physicians. Some of our weaknesses are, as you said, primary care. There are some specialties like pulmonary care that, even orthopedic doctors are getting older. But we're doing some really good things at Hartford HealthCare that I would love to share with this group, because I think although we see definite decrease, I think that our future is quite bright.
Excellent. I love that because, listen, I'm definitely not here to be doom and gloom. I do like to give people the facts, and I don't like to hide under rocks. We do know, obviously, when you hear about these, again, national statistics sometimes, it can be very daunting. And while there is always room for improvement, and that's any sector of work, we do love to hear the good news. So tell us, if you don't mind, Dr. Gottschall, what has been happening in recent months, recent years here in Connecticut with Hartford HealthCare, for example, to kind of fill some of these shortages that we're seeing, kind of fill the gaps a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I mean, one more of the background that people need to understand is that, you know, patients are living longer. Patients are getting, you know, as you live longer, it's more likely that you're going to have complex diseases. So I think that that's where we're seeing a lot of the demand. So Hartford HealthCare has partnered with two out of the three medical schools in Connecticut, our very own University of Connecticut, and the Netter School of Medicine, the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine, which is at Quinnipiac. St. Vincent's is the primary teaching supporting facility for the Quinnipiac School of Medicine, and they're doing some great things. I mean, so if you train in Connecticut, you're more likely to stay and put your roots down in Connecticut. So we've recognized that. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise your family. It's a great place to collaborate with other professionals. So Quinnipiac is actually growing their medical school staff. They're growing their advanced practice provider staff and all other ancillary forms. And at St. Vincent's, we're incredibly proud that we've just opened three now what we call postgraduate or residency programs. Remember for your listeners that it's a long road for doctors to be able to take care of patients independently. They have to go to college, they go to medical school, and then they have to do postgraduate residence training. And depending on the specialty, it could be anywhere from 3 to 10 years of postgraduate training. So at St. Vincent's, we have two residency programs currently that we've had for the last 3 decades, internal medicine and radiology. And just starting in July, we added 3 new residencies in psychiatry, in family practice, and in anesthesia. So we're trying to attract more folks that maybe live in other parts of the country. They're going to come to Connecticut. They're going to put down roots. They're going to train. And then hopefully they're going to just, as we all have, fall in love with all the things that Connecticut and the community has to offer, and stay here and continue to take care of you and me and our families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really so important, and especially what we've seen since 2020. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Gottschall, but I think sometimes we feel like 2020 was the end all. That's when all the problems started to pop up. But really, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, 2020 just highlighted an issue that had already been kind of in the background, right? I mean, the physician shortage in America didn't just pop up because of COVID. COVID exacerbated it, certainly. But I mean, this was an issue coming before 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, we were on a trajectory because of what we said, that doctors are getting older. Actually, interesting, medical school spiked, admission spiked after 2020 by about 30%. We had more people apply to medical school, and they were calling it actually the Dr. Fauci effect. The idea that, and listen, people saw, and I think people use the phrase healthcare heroes, and can certainly speak for my colleagues. We were here working pretty hard. The practical reality is the world looked at, you know, what a difference people can make and the positive attributes that doctors can make on society, as well as nurses and advanced practice providers and techs. And even though we saw the decline, and it may have kind of augmented what you said, kind of that burnout feeling, we've also inspired the next generation of young people to kind of roll up their sleeves and participate in this endeavor. So it was actually a silver lining.
Yeah, it is interesting because kind of like what we've seen, you know, not in recent years so much, but definitely after 9/11, for example, we saw an astronomical amount of people. I remember this being a kid, and so many people who had enlisted, a lot of people who wanted to become cops, a lot of people who wanted to become firefighters, EMT worker. I remember, you know, sometimes when you have these massive things happen, people want to help more than ever, and they want to enter those lines where they can help a bigger population of people. So that doesn't surprise me, actually, that you saw a lot of that. I am wondering if also the incentives for people to get into the medical industry also might have helped. I don't know what you think about that.
Listen, I think,
you know,
for those of us for those of us that chose the field of medicine, right, you know, on behalf of my colleagues, certainly at Hartford Healthcare and across the country, it's a calling. You know, there's a lot of us, we work hard, and there's nothing else that we'd rather do, and probably there's nothing else that we could do that would be satisfying. There's nothing better than being able to really help make a difference in people's lives. And I think that, you know, what people saw over the last few years is that appealed to them. And we're just excited that we've been able to, like I said, grow the people that are going to come and train in the state of Connecticut. I'm not leaving Connecticut. My family's not leaving. And as we all get older, we're going to need to train that next set of doctors that are going to be able to really help, you know, pick up and make a difference.
So we want to honor the fact that tomorrow is National Doctors Day, and we've been talking about physician shortages and how we here in Connecticut have been addressing it. And specifically, we've been talking about Hartford Healthcare, because we have Hartford Healthcare's Dr. Dan Gottschall back with us, Vice President of Medical Affairs for the Fairfield Region. Another thing, Dr. Gottschall, we have been noticing in recent years is even bringing nurses or health people who have been in the health profession who have retired, bringing them back. And, you know, that's kind of another effort that we have seen, is not just the next generation, but to fill some of these gaps, having people who know the industry and already love it come back and even work part time or per diem.
Yeah, no, we've definitely seen it. I mean, it gets into your system. And when you see a need, they realize that they can continue to give back, and there's some more fuel in the tank. So we've had, you know, everybody from surgeons to internists to nurses to techs to advanced practice providers, you know, suit up again and, you know, make a contribution. So it's been really heartening.
So it looks like that you have, not you personally, but Hartford Healthcare has residencies starting July 1st. If people are listening and they would like to just even learn more information, what would be your suggestion if they wanted to get into the medical field and serve here in Connecticut?
Yeah, I mean, we're so lucky. We have, you know, three really strong medical schools that specifically teach physicians and advanced practice providers. And then we have a whole host of other schools that can teach everything from surgical techs to radiology to medical assistants, et cetera. So, you know, I would look at the local schools near them where we partnered specifically, you know, in medicine with Quinnipiac and University of Connecticut, Sacred Heart, Fairfield University. So, you know, Housatonic, Bridgeport University, I mean, there's a whole host, and I'm probably missing some of the ones throughout the state. But we're really lucky to have a robust opportunity. People don't have to travel far in order to get engaged.
Well, and to reiterate what you said at the very beginning of this, Dr. Gottschall, we are also very lucky to have such incredible physicians like yourself serving us here in Connecticut and committed to our state. So I want to thank you so much again ahead of National Doctors Day as well for not only what you do, but for always making the time to come on WICC and keep us informed. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And to all my doctor colleagues out there, I hope they have a peaceful day. And I also want to thank them for their dedication and commitment to, you know, meeting the needs of our community every single day. It's very special to walk alongside with them.
I love that. Dr. Gottschall, thank you so much and enjoy your weekend.
You too.
All right. Dr. Dan Gottschall again with Hartford HealthCare here on WICC.